Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. And I'm excited to welcome to the show Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? And thanks for stopping by today.
It's a good day today, Neil.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic day. And our topic today is an open letter from addiction to the world. Tell me that title. What does that mean?
Well, it starts off on the first of my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, to get you kind of going in the right direction about what direction addiction is going to. And it's an important letter that every school child in the United States ought to have heard at least once. So that's what we're going to do today, an open letter from addiction to the world.
Wow. And that's got to be very powerful.
It is. So many people have said to me that they wish that every school child would hear this letter.
Which is understandable for sure. So let's kind of go delve into based on that, and let's talk about that more. And I guess you're going to read that for us today on the show.
I am. I'm going to read the letter for you.
Okay. So go ahead and start reading it.
Okay. Here we go. My name is Addiction. I am waging war against all nations and do not plan to take prisoners. Like a thief in the night, I will pillage your people, rob them of their dignity, peace of mind, and eventually their lives. The world will be in shambles before I am through. The more the merrier, red, yellow, black, white, none are precious in my sight. Rich or poor, I have no favorites, but I must admit I have fun picking on the sad and lonely, the weak and sick. And I really get a kick out of young people who do not have a clue. It's a quick seduction to entangle them in my web. They are mine, from a single puff on a reefer to the pop of a rubber band, and from the first taste of liquor to the bottle's last drop. It is easy to enslave them on social media screens, entice them into sexual promiscuity, and convince them that they need a cigarette or another Twinkie. There are over 30 addictive behaviors in my arsenal. Yeah, that's my greatest thrill. Enslave them young and I will have them for life. Now don't get me wrong, I was invited to this party and they made me the main attraction. And realizing that I was in the land of the innocent, I took advantage like a fox in a hen house. Just try a little, I would whisper. That's all it takes, a small temptation to get them started, and they do the rest. Now, making sure they have all the crappy dope and cheap liquor they need is easy. They will snort, shoot, or drink anything. It's really fun to put pesticides and all manner of trash in their stash. It's like watching an already dead man's duel with a pistol and one bullet. They are soon mine because there are only 5 empty chambers. Now, AIDS really adds another level of satisfaction. My ultimate thrill is to watch them struggle in pain as their emaciated bodies lay dying. The last words they speak are often these: what have I done to myself? And when they are dead and gone, I get a bonus. The lives of their family is in tatters. The family is grieving because they fiercely loved you, my prey. The damage of addiction is vast, wide, and long. Mother dies from heartache, but the real culprit was all the grief and stress she went through. Daddy does not linger long either. Why stay when all his money was long gone before they buried you? It does appear there is one thrill left. Your parents both go to their grave wondering if they will meet you in heaven. They are not sure because last time they saw you on earth, you were blaming all your problems on them, cursing them, and demanding money. Your daddy always felt the bad choices he made in his life somehow rubbed off on you. And just to let you know, I did get a kick out of watching you cringe in the corner as you watched your daddy beat your mother. Now, unfortunately for me, they both got it right with God before they died, and he rescued their sorry souls. Most of your brothers and sisters rarely think of you today. They're just glad to be rid of the guilt, shame, and embarrassment they felt every time they looked at this shell of humanity that you ended up being. Now, the game is not quite finished. Your little brother was closely watching all your debauchery, and now he thinks he might give it a try. And surprise, surprise, you left a baby in the belly of your last partner, a baby that does not stand a chance. He is just your last sacrifice. You turned out just like I wanted, completely destroyed inside and out. Your eyes are yellow from all the booze. Hepatitis and liver damage would have killed you anyway, but it gives me great joy to announce that your appetite for a momentary escape from reality took you much sooner. A shell of your former self, alone without family, you left this world high as a kite in total oblivion to the darkness you were about to enter. The darkness filled with all the rejected, discarded souls that I have tortured and killed. So-called friends stole your few possessions at the end and disappeared in the night before your body was cold and 911 never got a call. Now I feel like gloating. You lost your chance to make a change. All the talk of repentance and redemption went right over your head. Like a sheep led to slaughter, you were an easy target. Had you known a very simple prayer, you would have not been easy to reel in. I may have never met. Your parents were older when they finally changed their ways. Much too late to do you any good. I waited patiently until I knew you were ready. I pretended to be your friend, bolstered your low self-esteem, and made you temporarily feel like a king. But only temporarily, I'm proud to say. And just a footnote to rub it in, you could have been a man with everything. A nice family, a beautiful home, pillar of the community, respected by all your family and friends. Your life could have been filled with purpose as you reached out to help your fellow man. You could have had all this peace, joy, and happiness in life if you'd opened your eyes and realized your value as a child of God. If you had allowed him into your life to be your constant friend and advisor. God gave you all the tools you needed to complete your mission in life, but you didn't use them. Yes, one simple prayer, "Dear God, please save me through the blood of Jesus Christ," would have protected you from me. You know, just the mention of those names, God and Jesus, completely steals all my joy. That's the reason I keep my flock under the influence, so they cannot hear the sweet voice of Jesus calling them, "Come home, my child, come home." Yes, that is what you are, a lost child who ran out of chances and now lost in darkness, and you are forever mine. I'm sure you can figure out the rest of the story. It's been a pleasure wrecking your life, stealing your soul. Your friend, Addiction, also known as Satan. I'd like to grant permission for this podcast to be streamed, downloaded, or transmitted and shared with any individual or groups.
Yes.
As long as it's not commercial. To listen to other podcasts in the series, go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And for more information, go to www.revwinhendersonmd.com. And Neil, that's my
wow. That is so powerful. Everyone needs to check you out. I appreciate it and look forward to our episode next week. Okay.
Great, Neil. Thanks.
All right. Take care. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show on the Reverend Wynn Henderson Freedom from Addiction segment. We'll be back in just a moment.